One curious fact I discovered as I watched his thoughts was that the outer doors are manipulated by telepathic means. The locks are so finely adjusted that the doors are released by the action of a certain combination of thought waves. To experiment with my newfound toy, I thought to surprise him into revealing this combination, and so I asked him in a casual manner how he managed to unlock the massive doors for me from the inner chambers of the building. As quick as a flash, there leaped to his mind 9 Martian sounds, but as quickly faded as he answered that this was a secret he must not divulge. From then on, his manner toward me changed, as though he feared that he had been surprised in divulging his great secret, and I read suspicion and fear in his looks and thoughts, though his words were still fair. Before I retired for the night, he promised to give me a letter to a nearby agricultural officer who would help me on my way to Zodanga, which he said was the nearest Martian city.
"But be sure that you do not let them know you are bound for Helium, as they are at war with that country. My assistant and I are of no country. We belong to all Barsoom, and this talisman which we wear protects us in all lands, even among the green men, though we do not trust ourselves to their hands if we can avoid it," he added. "And so, good night, my friend," he continued. "May you have a long and restful sleep. Yes, a long sleep."
And though he smiled pleasantly, I saw in his thoughts the wish that he had never admitted me, and then a picture of him standing over me in the night, and the swift thrust of a long dagger, and the half-formed words,
"I am sorry, but it is for the best good of Barsoom."
As he closed the door of my chamber behind him, his thoughts were cut off from me, as was the sight of him, which seemed strange to me in my little knowledge of thought transference. What was I to do? How could I escape through these mighty walls? Easily could I kill him now that I was warned, but once he was dead, I could no more escape, and with the stopping of the machinery of the great plant, I should die with all the other inhabitants of the planet. All, even Dejah Thoris, were she not already dead. For the others, I did not give the snap of my finger, but the thought of Dejah Thoris drove from my mind all desire to kill my mistaken host. Cautiously, I opened the door of my apartment, and followed by Wooler, sought the inner of the great doors. A wild scheme had come to me. I would attempt to force the great locks by the 9 thought waves I had read in my host's mind. Creeping stealthily through corridor after corridor, and down winding runways which turned hither and thither, I finally reached the great hall in which I had broken my long fast that morning. Nowhere had I seen my host, nor did I know where he kept himself by night. I was on the point of stepping boldly out into the room, when a slight noise behind me warned me back into the shadows of a recess in the corridor. Dragging Wool after me, I crouched low in the darkness.